Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of February 13th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy Super Bowl Sunday. Since it's the year of the Tiger, I'm predicting that the Bengals win. You never know. We'll see. So this week, we also have Valentine's Day. We have a full moon in Leo. We have the start of Pisces season, and a whole bunch of love vibes are in the air. But before we talk about all that, let's take a minute to talk about forward-moving energy that we have right now. So as you know, all the planets are moving forward, which means that we are moving forward too. But sometimes forward movement doesn't look like we think it should look. Often we have to get things in place so that we can move forward. And we're also coming face to face right now with some limiting beliefs that are holding us back. So my intention for the next 3 months is to make progress on my podcast, to upgrade my content, my technology, increase my listeners. And after I attended that podcast seminar a couple weeks ago, I was so inspired and I wanted to get started. So I bought a bunch of new tech equipment. And then last week when I tried to record with the new equipment, my computer just didn't work. So after hours of troubleshooting, I figured out it was because my computer was so old that it didn't support my new equipment. So as much as I was ready to move forward, what I really needed to move forward was a new computer. That was the foundation. Once I have a new computer, then I can get the technology in place. So I bought one this week and I'm still in the process of setting it up. So we should have much better sound quality very soon. And it can feel like you aren't moving forward because you need to get some foundational things in place before you see the outward movement. But trust me, it is all happening. Now, limiting beliefs are also front and center right now. We need to believe something is possible in order for it to happen. So clearly, because we're making these big changes and we're moving forward, we need to update some of our beliefs. And we get some help with that this week on Wednesday, the 16th, with a full moon in Leo. And this is the snow moon for reasons, as I'm looking out the window right now and I see all the snow, it makes complete sense to me. So as a reminder, full moons are a time of endings and a chance to release everything that's no longer serving you. And right now, that's our limiting beliefs. And we get help doing that with the energy of this full moon and confident, fun-loving, big-hearted Leo. And that helps us feel empowered and optimistic. So this is the time to release any beliefs holding us back. And the first step in doing this is to identify them. Now, limiting beliefs are ideas we hold about ourselves and the world that prevent us from becoming the best version of ourselves. They just hold us back. And limiting beliefs are just the story that you tell yourself, and you can change that story. And they show up in so many different ways. You know, you may believe that you're too old, that you're not smart enough, that you're not thin enough, that it's not just in the stars for you this lifetime. One of my limiting beliefs is about technology. So I'm not surprised at all this computer stuff is coming up right now. You know, I didn't grow up with technology. I didn't even have a calculator until I was a junior in high school. So my belief has been, because I didn't grow up with technology, it's so much harder for me. So right now I'm getting the opportunity to release this belief so I can move forward with new computer, new ways of learning to record and edit, and then I'll see the forward progress. But it's all movement forward right now. Now, the number one reason people don't achieve their goals is because they never take responsibility for their lives. They choose to believe that their circumstances are beyond their control, that things just happen to them. But right now, the energy is ripe for us to change that belief and adopt the belief that life happens for you, not to you. And this month's full moon in Leo gives us the confidence to change our limiting beliefs. I love it. This is really the time, and it's easy right now. The energy right now, it's much easier for us to release them and change them than at other times. All right, so let's talk about love a little bit. So the full moon occurs on the same day as the yearly magical Mars and Venus connection. So when Mars and Venus come together, it's one of the most magical days of the year, and it brings romance and love and great sex and new beginnings in relationships. It also brings a little bit of money. We'll take that too. And on the same day as the full moon, the Mars and Venus conjunction, we have the nodes of fate and destiny being activated. So love is definitely in the air. Those good love vibes of Valentine's Day get extended for a few more days. So basically this whole week is about love, and it feels good, not just for a partner, for our pets, for ourselves, for our lives, all of that good stuff. And just as we come down from this full moon love high, Pisces season starts on Friday the 18th. And Pisces season is almost always really easy and dreamy. And this year it's set up to be absolutely magical. It's especially magical because we're going to have sudden spiritual awakenings. We're going to have aha moments. We're going to be perfecting our spiritual practice. And this is the prime time to daydream. And daydreaming is one of my favorite ways to manifest. It just allows you to avoid limiting beliefs because you're just dreaming. And it's also really great to daydream because often when we manifest, our mind will go to the hows. And when you're daydreaming, you're just dreaming. You're not thinking about the hows, because remember, those hows fuck you up every single time. So it's a fun way to allow your mind to expand and, you know, have new ideas and possibilities and aha moments come to you. And while you're daydreaming, you're also in higher vibing energy. You want to raise your vibe? Just daydream. So daily daydreaming, say that three times fast, daily daydreaming might be a wonderful thing to add to your spiritual practice this Pisces season. So just try it out. You know, the worst thing that can happen is you feel good while you're daydreaming for a little while. So to recap, on Wednesday, we have that wonderful full moon in Leo that brings love and passion and optimistic vibes, and it supports us in letting go of limiting beliefs and negative self-talk. So to honor and celebrate this full moon, just take a beat on Wednesday. Just take a minute and pause and reflect and observe your life journey and see how it's going. And if you need to make any course corrections, now's the time. And while you're doing that, think about how good life is right now. You know, to reflect on how wonderful things really are. We know that what we focus on is what we attract. So right now is the perfect time to focus on the great things in life. How wonderful things are really going, that we're making forward progress, that we're changing our mindset, that we're getting rid of limiting beliefs. This is just a super wonderful time to be alive. The full moon's also a really good time to recharge your crystals. Super simple. All you need to do is just set them out at night and with the full moon energy and let all of the great love vibes of this full Leo moon soak into them. So that's it for the week. It's a really great week full of love. You know, also these are the final 2 days of my $50 February sale. Right now, a 30-minute session's only $50. An hour's only $100. And it's also time to stock up on mentoring packages. So you can get 3-hour package for only $300. And if you break that up into 30-minute sessions, that would be 6 30-minute sessions, you use one a month, you can have 6 months of mentoring and support for only $300. I also have 5-hour packages and 10-hour packages. Also, might be a great time to get a gift certificate for yourself, for a friend, family, anybody that you want to pass on all these great love vibes to this week. So as always, thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with a friend. I really appreciate you hanging in there with me as I release my limiting beliefs about technology and make the podcast better. So have a lovely, lovely week, and I will talk to you again next week.